Welcome to the Josh Scanlon Podcast. This episode first appeared as a video on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/heritagewealthplanning. I hope you find it informative. Thanks. A new study says that Social Security checks are actually lower than what most retirees expect. Well, isn't that interesting? And that's not good because most retirees are expecting on a bulk of their retirement assets to come from Social Security. If they're planning on X and they only get X minus Y, that could be very problematic. So welcome to Heritage Wealth Planning YouTube channel, my friends, the place where you come to learn about Social Security, retirement planning, financial planning, taxes, estate planning, cash flow, budgeting, the whole thing. If it's financial related, you're going to find it here at Heritage Wealth Planning. Don't forget to subscribe right down there, that little red button that says subscribe. And then when you do, hit this notification bell to be notified of future content. We do a video a day here, and you got to keep up to date. You got to keep up to date because it's ever changing out there in the financial planning world. So let's dive right into this because I've been meaning to talk about this video for a while now. If I can get my, this article for a while now because it came out in April of 2018 from USA Today. And I just keep forgetting. And today I said, I got to make a mental note to talk about this. I find it interesting. Exclusive Social Security checks are lower than many Americans expect. Survey finds dated Adam Schell is the author from April 25th, 2018. I'll put a link in the show notes. It's weird when they talk about Social Security, they got some young people there. I don't know why they do that. So either got some very young people or a very wonderfully elderly lady, but they should show a different picture as people who are getting ready to go into Social Security because she's already on it and they're far away from it just to kind of get the flow correct of who should be preparing for Social Security. All right. So again, the headline. Social Security checks are actually lower than what people expect. And here we go. If you're planning on relying solely on a Social Security check, you may want to reconsider. And that's what we're going to talk about here today. Americans hoping to fund their post-work years on an average Social Security check of $1,400 a month may want to rethink that. All right, so a couple things that jump out at me here. The average Social Security check of $1,400 a month is not going to be applicable to you because they're looking at her and they're looking at you who is about to retire. Now, I'm assuming this lady's 85, 90 years old or something like that. I don't know, but let's just say she's older than you. She took Social Security a long, long time ago when Social Security benefits were lower than they are today simply because of cost of living adjustments. I mean, that's it. So 1980 benefit versus 2020 benefit is a significant difference in terms of dollar amounts. And this is all this guy's talking about here is 1410. So if your average Social Security check is 1410 and we're factoring her plus, and again, these guys aren't a good example, those guys, that's going to be misleading because the average Social Security check for someone just starting out in retirement today will be higher than that right there for sure. But either way, at the end of the day, it gets worse because expectations for a secure retirement finance monthly by Social Security alone appear to be overly optimistic. That's because of inflated estimates of what Americans expect to receive from Social Security. Here is the interesting part. The fact that many people retire early and start collecting before they are fully eligible for benefits, i.e. the full retirement age, as we talked about. And that's from the Nationwide Retirement Institute. So a lot of people, and let me just finish up this real quick and I'll get into what's going on here. The new survey obtained exclusively by USA Today shows a lack of understanding about how to optimize benefits from the government safety program and the outside hopes many people have for Social Security. Half of current retirees and 42% of future retirees say Social Security is or will be their primary source of retirement income. Half of current retirees and 42% of future retirees says Social Security would be their primary source of income, according to the Nationwide study. Now, it was done online, but they collected data from adults 50 years or older, so that's good. Some of the online stuff is a little bit leaves to be desired, but the fact that they're collecting data from people who are 50 or older means those are people that are more attuned to Social Security. The big reliance on Social Security is worrisome, mainly because the monthly stipend from the federal government, which the Social Security Administration said averaged $1,410 at the end of the March, Won't likely be enough to fund retirement spending needs. Okay. And then this is what I like. Interesting here too. The top five expenses for which retirees use their monthly Social Security benefits. Now, a couple of things jump out at me here. Okay. So which retirees use their monthly Social Security benefits. That doesn't say necessarily are they using money for other things or that this is just what Social Security pays for. But so it's, you can't really make a complete analysis of this. But let's just say half of your benefit is coming from Social Security. And of that, 27% of that benefit is going to groceries and 24% is housing. And again, as I say all the time, the biggest expense, bar none in retirement is this right here, housing. Now, because of 27, because more is going to Social Security, is going from Social Security is going to groceries, that might lead you to consider, oh, it's not true. Well, it's not true, just because what they're saying is Social Security benefits are used specifically for groceries, housing, and in middle of the road is healthcare. So I just find that interesting. Even when Social Security benefits are being used and identified to their source of what they're going to use it for, housing is still right up the number one slot, close to number one slot for what people spend their Social Security benefits on. Right here, more than a quarter of Americans say their benefit is now less than expected. Right here, another reason why Social Security checks are smaller is that most people collect at 62. That's a problem. Some of the top reasons people have retired from the past year and took Social Security early range from having health problems to needing the money to losing a job, among others. All right. And, you know, needing the money could be, I don't know, retired, losing job. I mean, could those all be the same thing? I don't know. But I think more of it, a lack of knowledge of Social Security planning is a big reason why the recipients don't maximize the benefits. Nearly 6 of 10 future retirees think they're eligible for benefits sooner than they really will be. And 63% were not confident in their knowledge of Social Security. Overall, 88% of those surveys says they don't know what factors determine how much their monthly benefit will be. And that's what we want to talk about here today. What is the factor to determine your monthly benefit? I've talked about it before, but I'm going to talk about it again because it's, in my opinion, very, very important. So let's just close up this right here. There's one, you know, again, every time I do a video online with an article, it always just moves very slowly. So there we go. So a couple of things that jumped out at me there. So that's it. All right, so that's the article that we have here. So basically, a couple of things jumped out at me. They're using the number 1410 as the average Social Security benefit. You just cannot, that's not relevant. It just is not. I mean, Social Security, say they spend $1 million and they have a million retirees. That means each retiree gets a buck. That's exactly what they're doing. Social Security spends X. They have X amount of retirees. They divide the two. That's their average benefit. It doesn't take into consideration the difference in ages or anything like that. So that you should not be saying your average benefit will be 1410. It won't be. But I do find it interesting that the groceries is a big deal of Social Security planning. That doesn't shock me in the least. And then right here, they say, this is what I want to talk about. For retirees who surveyed expect to receive $1,628, but those surveyed who are already in retirement say they only are collecting $1,257. All right. This is a bad thing with journalism here. Future retirees who surveyed expect to receive $1,628 each month, but those who surveyed who are already in retirement say they only receive $1,257. All right, you see what's wrong with that right there. And here's this guy or lady Ambrosi. Who is old Ambrosi here? Tina Ambrosi, president of sales and distribution at Nationwide. All right, you see what's going on here. All right, well, I haven't retired, so I expect to receive $1,628. You have retired. You're already receiving a benefit. Now, you might have retired 5 years ago. You might have retired 10 years ago. You might have just retired. You might have done something differently than me to get a benefit $1,257, whereas I have yet to retire, and I expect to receive a $1,628 benefit. That doesn't – these two numbers are not – they're not mutually exclusive. They can easily be the average retiree expects – or the average retiree collects $1,257, but the average future retiree expects $1,628. There's nothing odd about that at all. Nothing in the least. I don't like that. That's problematic. It's not like taking a 25% pay cut. If I had a note from Social Security that said I was getting $1,628 and instead I only got $1,257, that would be taking a 25% pay cut. That's not what's going on. So a couple things going on. Then let's just jump into my calculator. first and foremost, I guarantee what's going on is people see their Social Security statement and it says explicitly on there at full retirement age, you'll get $2,000 a month. And so they have that ingrained in their head, $2,000 a month. And then they go file and they file at 62 and they don't get $2,000 a month. They get $1,500. And so they say, oh, I'm receiving less than I anticipated. Well, you anticipate $2,000 a month because the Social Security says it could not be clearer. That's at your full retirement age. And if your full retirement age is 67 because you're born after 1959, and you retire earlier than 60, then you take your benefit earlier than 67, you will not get that $2,000 a month. It's literally that simple. And I don't blame Social Security Administration for that at all. I do blame the fact that people are taking it earlier than they should. And I'm not quite sure what the psychology behind that is. I wish they would not. So let's just go. I showed you guys this chart before, the AIME bands. And I want to go over this again, too, so that way you, at least you watch this video, can know what to expect and how much your benefit will be. It's pretty easy once you figure it out, and I'll show you how to do that here today. All right, so the AIME is your average index monthly earnings. Everything is based on this. That's your average index monthly earnings. What they do is they take your top 35 years of earnings, they add them up, that's 420 months, and then you divide it by 420, and that gives your AIME. So I just want to say we're going to use somebody who has $40,000 a year. All right, so $40,000 a year is what we're going to use. We're going to figure out our AIME. That means that we're going to say that lady, she made $3,300 a month, $3,300 a month in her gross income. That's what she paid into Social Security. That was what she taxed on, $40,000 a year. Okay. Now remember, AIME is not your benefit. That is not your benefit because your benefit is going to be based after we figure out the bands. And what we do is we take 0.9% on the first $895. So we do $895 over here. Then we go equal this times boink that, and that should be 805, 805.50. It is okay. Now we take, we got to do this too. We got to do how much of that is a month? I just said $3,300 a month. All right, so it's $3,300 a month, and we got the first 895. So now we go equals this minus that, and that gives us how much? So 2432. 2438, excuse me. Now we go that times that, all right? So we know then that is our benefit. These two numbers combined. So now we have nothing in this category because we only had $3,300 a month. The first band's up to $895. The second band's up to $5,397. So we had nothing in the 15% category. We just had these two bands covered. That's it. So now we just take this, we go, equals that plus that, and that is going to be our monthly benefit, which would be $1,585. So if you made $40,000 a year, which is $3,300 a month, your benefit is going to be $1,585. That will be your monthly benefit at full retirement age. That's your PIA, which is your PI primary insurance amount at full retirement age. And going back to Social Security, they said the average person expects their monthly benefit, and it's going to take forever. I forget that. All right. So going back to Social Security, they said the average person expects their monthly benefit to be about $1,685. And I could probably figure that off the top of my head, but I don't want to. I'm just curious. Let's go $50,000. Now I'm thinking about it. So $50,000, which is equals that divided by 12. So that equals, what happened? Did I not do the, divided by, there we go, 12. All right, so now we got 50,000. So now it's still in the second band there. And our benefit went from roughly 1550 to went up $300 a month. All right, so basically the person, let's just go to 45,000 and we can bracket this until we're blue in the face. And so basically the average person who thinks they're making $1,685 a month is average income over those 35 years is roughly about $45,000 a year. Okay, so that's how they're getting the average amount at your PIA, which is your full retirement age. I cannot stress that enough. So the average person says, I'm making $45,000 a year. I've made that for 35 years, because the AIME, the average index monthly earnings, is based on 35 years. And again, 45,000 today is not the equivalent of 45,000 10 years ago. It might have been 42,000 10 years ago, 35,000 15 years ago. Social Security, they do adjust that for inflation. All right, so that has been adjusted. They just take the top 35 of your working years, they index it for inflation, then they come up with a number, which is going to be your average index monthly earnings. And I'm just using this as an average, that you average 45,000 a year, which says your first, you made $3,750 a month, which means your first band gives you $805. Your second band gives you $913, which gives you a benefit right there of $1,719 at your full retirement age. Makes sense? So if your full retirement age is 67, that is the amount you'll get. Now, if your full retirement age is earlier than 60, if you, not your full retirement age, if you retire earlier than 67, that will be reduced. All right, so just keep that in the back of your mind. If you wait until you're 70, that will be increased. But that is the amount at your full retirement age that Social Security tells you about on your statement. Now, they also do say if you retire early, you're going to have a reduced benefit. I mean, it's very clearly on there. And this also says if you retire with your delayed earnings credits at 70, you'll have more of a benefit. I mean, that's they do write those stuff on their statement. So look at them for sure. But that's going to be your average benefit based on an average index monthly earnings of 45,000 a year. So why do I point this out? Because I want you to know how your benefits are a factor. You really got to understand this. I mean, the facts are, if you don't understand it, like the people at the USA Today article says, you could undercut your financial planning when it comes to retirement because you think you're going to get a bigger benefit than you should. Or a lot of people I know, not a lot, some people I know say, I don't even want to factor in Social Security because I don't think it's going to be there. And that's, that's silly too. I guess I'd like that better than thinking they're going to get more than they will. But at the end of the day, I don't think Social Security is going to be there. Well, we know it's going to be there. It's not going away. Will it be there to the extent that it's paying out today? We don't know. But we know something's going to pay out. So not factoring in that is a big mistake for financial planning. All right, last, let's just put $60,000 a year in here. That'd be $5,000 a month. And let's see what you got now. Yeah, so you see, even here, we're still in the second band, and that will give you $2,100. So, as you can see, $60,000, $2,100, $50,000 gives you what, $2,000, $1,852, $40,000 gives you $1,585. So, between $40,000, $50,000, $60,000, roughly about $200, $250 a month each. 10,000 you average on your average index monthly earnings. Anyway, hope this helps, my friends. Just I want you to know how Social Security works. Again, I'll do these videos probably every now and again because I do a lot of videos. I'm sure they get overlooked. So don't forget to subscribe down there, my friends. Don't forget to comment with welcome comments for sure. If you're on Social Security or you're thinking about it, what your thoughts are on there for sure. Do you agree with the article at USA Today that your benefit was lower than he anticipated? And if so, why? Maybe it's because you took it early. I don't know. Maybe you didn't look at your average index monthly earnings. Make sure you look at those AIME numbers. What if they're wrong? If they're wrong, it's up to you to fix it for sure. And then don't forget to comment, and thumbs up always helps too. Thumbs up tells YouTube that people like the content on the channel and they show it to other people as well. And lastly, don't forget to go to my blog, heritagewealthplanning.com, heritagewealthplanning.com. And we'll see you next time on the Heritage Wealth Planning YouTube channel. Thanks, guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.